This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I'd like to share an impact thought based on Genesis 11 that describes the building of the Tower of Babel. God told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and fill the earth in Genesis 1:28. He repeated this command in Genesis 9:1. Now, notice what God observed and heard in Genesis 11:4. They said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the whole earth." That's what pride does. It arrogantly disobeys God to do what it wants and make a name for itself. God noted in verse 6, "If as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them." Here's the impact thought. One people who speak one language and have one purpose can accomplish anything they plan. In this case, the principle was demonstrated with an evil objective. The same principle is true if the objective is good, consistent with God's will, and a desire to bring God glory. When Jesus established the church, he had this in mind. They were to be a holy nation, one people, speaking one language, the language of love and truth, and one objective, winning people from every tribe and nation to faith in Christ, thus build the church for Jesus Christ's glory. That's what Jesus prayed for in John 17 and commissioned his followers to do throughout the New Testament. Remember, one people speaking one language and having one purpose can accomplish anything they plan to do.